Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is November the 18th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Romans, chapters 10 to 12. Can we truly comprehend the infinite wisdom of God? We read in Romans chapter 11, verse 33 like this. The words of Apostle Paul. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. After reiterating the longest theological argument in the entire New Testament, Apostle Paul reflects on the amazing wisdom and knowledge of God in his plan of salvation as he bursts forth into a lavish and spontaneous praise of God. In the earlier chapters of this epistle, Paul had split the entire human race into two segments, Jew and Gentile. The promises of God came first to the Jews through Abraham and Moses, but they failed to receive those promises and finally crucified Jesus, who, unknown to them, was their long-awaited Messiah. Due to this, God expanded his promises to the Gentiles through Peter and Paul. However, Israel will once again be restored to their fellowship with Jehovah God, who will have mercy upon all, both Jew and Gentile. It was when Paul understood this wonderful plan of God that he praised God exuberantly. God's plan is so profound that it results in the good of all concerned and enhances his own glory. The human mind can never conceive the solution to the problem of how God could punish sin and still justly save the sinner. God's wisdom has provided that solution. God's decision springs from logic that extends beyond human ability to comprehend. His decisions are unsearchable. They are too deep for mortal minds to fully understand. The ways in which he arranges creation, history, redemption, and providence are beyond our limited comprehension. God's procedures are so complex that humans cannot discover them without the aid of divine revelation. God's judgments means his decrees and plans, and God's ways are the methods by which he carries these into effect. Ultimately, God is the originator, sustainer, and finisher of everything, and so he deserves all glory forever. So can we truly comprehend the infinite wisdom of God? No, we cannot. However, the end result of us studying his word in order to understand his wisdom should be worship and adoration towards God. And the end result of our worship should be our service to the God we love and admire so much. Let us trust in the infinite wisdom of God today, knowing fully well that he will not withhold anything that is good from our lives.